When Karl Popper said that we cannot truly apprehend Marx's contribution to our efforts to achieve global human freedom without appreciating his thoughts, dualism, what did he mean? We'll be considering that question today, but also going further beyond Popper's meaning to what I hope we will agree will be a deeper level, to the installation of the state itself, especially the state in us. And I'm thinking as I said those words, because there's lots of similar posters on the walls here, which say F the police. And this is precisely what these 10,000 power guys want in every nation state, is for us to not look at them, but look at those that represent authority around us that we can see. And so it's really important that we recognize that we also manifest power, authority. We cannot help but do so. That's our training. So we have to begin those discussions. Continuing. Continuing. I'm not reading anybody but myself. But I guess I have this problem of dualism going on as we speak. The installation of the state in us, beginning, we're going to be looking at, with the academic forefront of folks, with the dual role of determining what constitutes thought and propagating as the frontline troops for the installation of the state, you could say, dualism as the dominant mode of thought in the world today, which we will be considering is both what Marxists mean by bourgeois revolutions, the installation of the state in us, and constitutes the new terms of our exploitation, terms elaborated by Bentham and his adherents, and the poisonous child corrupting activists also elaborated this, the political goals of which Alice has exposed. And one day we'll be getting back to Alice. She's sort of like waiting in the wings. I can feel her looking at me like, I thought this was supposed to be about us healing from this mess. And perhaps this is giving us all time to ponder that. How do we do that? How do we move forward with assurance, with certainty, while we got all this early training and then these agents out there stimulating all that early training, designed to bring us down, you know? So let's ponder all that as we read the intermediary testimony from Marx. And I'm considering, as I'll say in a minute, some further words by Emanuel Wallerstein, and I'll get back to that. A case can be made that by dualism, what we really mean is utilitarianism, putting the self to work. As that brilliant infant readily perceives that this is what the poisoned parent is doing in regard to him or her. Quote, since the child's affection can be gained by expressions of love, this same affection can be made use of to make him more amenable to discipline, unquote, from that poisoned pedagogue we quoted in our August 23rd, 2015 show. I posted some excerpts from previous shows which address this whole issue of the separation of the self, of our, as we have been discussing with Alice Miller, are setting aside our authentic self in order to win the praise of authority, and first initially in our parents, and then on throughout our lives, that those institutions and folk who represent in a more direct way power, the global state. And it is important that we here with power, the global state, and not get our thinking stuck narrowly, which is why I don't like the term the police state, because it is a nation state based concept as opposed to a global state concept, which is what we have to wrestle, we have to begin thinking in terms of, I believe. So I posted some excerpts that address this question. I hope folks had a chance to listen to them and to consider the question I put with those excerpts, which is, to what degree does that maxim, might makes right, express utilitarianism? And we aren't used to thinking of it in those terms. And that both concepts underlie the separation of the self. And I think that was addressed in the last one when it talked about that you have to both cultivate folks willing to institute or continue this mission to bring about Plato's Republic, and who are willing then to make conquest their raison d'etre, because you cannot bring about this vision without conquering everything, all of us, those who are not on board, for sure. We're not even aware there is a ship that we are being herded onto. So there are all of these aspects of utilitarianism, which I believe all of these together constitute the totalitarian order we are being rapidly being locked into. So underlying this separation of the self, which happens to all of us who are subjected to the child-rearing methods of class, is utilitarianism, is might makes right, is dualism. And all of that implies, as I said, conquest as the raison d'etre, but also worth must be proven, which is about performance and therefore production, you know, churning out the outputs, and also abandonment, betrayal, which that word production entails, implies, and also the scarcity mindset, which underlies all of it, justifies, in theory, according to the propaganda, everything power does.